Blog Talk Radio.
You love me, you hate me, you'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the... Yo, high five.
Boys and girls, and welcome to another episode of YRG Radio. I am your host, DDP. Yes, it's me. You may wonder why we are back on Thursday, as opposed to Tuesdays. Well, the main reason I opened up on Thursday, because I thought it was a great time at, you know, getting towards the end of the weekend and getting people ready to revved up, at the end of the week. And then I realized wrestling on TNA was on Thursday, so maybe I was missing some of the people that normally would watch the show on TNA will miss this show. And so I moved it to Tuesdays, and our viewership went down. So I said, the hell with this. Plus, I'm traveling all the time on a Tuesday, and I was having to put so many shows in the can because normally a Tuesday's when I'll leave. Where right now I'm on the road and it's Thursday and I'm actually at my sister's house down the Jersey Shore on my way to Atlantic City, but at least I'm in a stationary spot and I'm not actually flying through the air to my destination. So I figured let's just go back to Thursdays, and this is where it will stay on Thursdays for the duration that we actually do YRG Radio. I am down the Jersey Shore right now. I've been in New York the last couple of days doing a little bit of PR for YRG, and then as of tomorrow, one of Team YRG's own, Big Jimbo Pratt Patterson, he's going to be picking me up at 2 o'clock and bringing me down to AC tomorrow night. If you're going to be in the vicinity of the Atlantic City area, I will be at the Taj Mahal Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Friday night, I'll be in the celebrity poker tournament that they're having there. And I'm looking forward to that because I haven't sat down at the tables in a while. And if any of you ever noticed my tattoos on my left arm, I do have the dead man's hand. Wild Bill Hickok got shot with that hand right on the top of my tattoo, and I have the flaming dice behind that. And I used to be quite a gambler in my youth. Actually, I stopped gambling chronically and crazily and stopped gambling on everything else but myself, and that's the significance of that tattoo on my bicep. So mainly betting on myself, which would actually be YRG, considering I got a lot of money in this thing. So I will be down there in Atlantic City, and I've already heard from Michael G. Galliano, so I know he's going to be coming down, and the Monster Motivator, Doug Steffen, will be there as well. He's flying in. And Jersey's own Mark Russell, too, he's going to be coming over. And I know Stacy is supposed to be over in Philadelphia. I'm not sure if she's going to make it over or not, but we're hoping to see her. So we're going to have a good little group of members of Team YRG, because I will actually have a booth at the Taj Mahal. And it's the MMA and Sports Extravaganza. They got all sorts of things going over this weekend. They got, bodybuilding competition. They got strongman competition. They've got a lot of different mixed martial artists doing different seminars. And I'm going to be doing a YRG workout in the morning at 11 o'clock, both Saturday and Sunday. And that'll be a beginner workout that I'll really, really focus on the modifications. But I'm going to make it work it up to an intermediate level. So really anybody could get a workout at this level. And if you check your ego, anybody could do the workout. And I want to make it I want to make it fun, as opposed to being too much of a warrior workout, which I'll be doing at 4 o'clock. And that one, you need to use your modifications, because if I get especially some of those mixed martial artists in there, I know that my boy Chuck Zito, who will be down there, former president of Hell's Angels and New York chapter, and he's an all-around really great guy. I don't let that Hell's Angels thing scare you, because he's really a great guy. And matter of fact, me and him are working on two reality shows right now, both having to do with both have to do with making a difference in people's lives. And well, you'll hear more about that in the weeks to come. One's called Road Dogs, and the other one we don't have a name for it yet, but they're both making a difference in people's lives, and it's pretty cool. But he'll be down there at the MMA and Sports Extravaganza with me. Also, Dan the Beast Severin, another guy who is a UFC legend, a Hall of Famer, and he's another guy who does YRG, so another big supporter. And Kurt Angle will be there, and a bunch of big names. So if you get the chance to come on down and see us, it'd be great. And I also have some T-shirts on hand if you guys want to get those. So that's this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Taj Mahal. Today's show is not going to be as long as normal, because I've got my sister Sally. I'm going to be staying at her house. Anytime I come to Jersey Shore, I always stay with my sister and my brother-in-law, Paulie, and my brother comes over, Rory, and only my niece are here, Sammy and Lexi, and my mom, she lives here too. So it's a beautiful home they have on the lagoon here. So it's my home away from home. And I came in here to really talk to Sally today, because, you know, we've been putting out there about the YRG retreat, DDP's YRG retreat. I'm gonna try that again. DDP YRG retreat. I have a date boxed down. We have some approximate figures. I'll get into those in a moment. We've got some questions that you've called in for. And I'm going to go to the questions first that Robert's received. And I want you to know that anybody who's listening tonight, please call in. If we get to the end of these questions, if you have a question, please call in and ask it. Or you can have it. I know a lot of you are shy, you know, so you can also send it in, and we'll discuss it next week, because by next week we'll have the website up for this. We'll have pretty much most of your questions answered. But one of the things that I'm looking for is, because I know a lot of things that I want to do with all of you, but I want to know what you want. And if it's possible, I'm going to make it happen. And I'm also going to give you time that you have free time, because the resort that we picked out, that Sally found, is just amazing. For starters, I want to thank Robert. How you doing today, Robert?
I'm doing good, man. I'm ready for the weekend. How are you doing?
Doing great. And I want to introduce my my sister, who is just the female version of me. the lovely Sally Jane. How are you tonight, baby?
I'm wonderful, Paige. How are you tonight?
Just great. We just had a phenomenal dinner, didn't we, Sal?
Yes. Paige made an amazing meal for us tonight, all gluten-free, at spaghetti tinchiata, which was that spinach tinchiata pasta.
Yep.
That was over the top, and we used buffalo meat, buffalo gal meat, and he sautéed with some mushrooms and looked like some onions in it, but canola oil. It was amazing.
And put a little pesto in there too.
Yes,
really,
that's what it was. Yeah, it was pesto.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what made that flavor, because it was very yummy.
Anytime you just change a little bit of taste on it, you know, and they when I first served them their portion, Paul goes, no, half of that. I was like, okay. But then they came back and got the other half.
Absolutely.
But Sally and I did a kick-ass workout this morning. How you feeling?
I'm feeling awesome. I felt like a tiger going back to work. All my girls in the office were like, what happened? I'm like, I just got my butt beat by my brother.
How'd you like some of the new stuff that I was throwing in there?
Well, as I was telling you, Paige, I had started this a regimen a couple weeks ago, starting on my DDP tapes and my YRG DVDs. And I wake up in the morning and say hi to you. And this past week, I decided I was going to change it up and every single day do a different DVD. So it was really... I was psyched, because I did, you know, Fat Burner, I did Strength Builder, and then I did Stand Up yesterday. I thought that was going to kill me. After I was trying to wake you up yesterday morning when Paige came in, he came in pretty late from the flight and whatnot, and I tried to wake him up in the morning, and I said, hey, Paige, you going to get up? It was like 6 o'clock. you know, I mean, he was still like almost up like 20 hours by that time. He's like, what time is it? 6 a.m. I'm like, do you want to get up and do some YRG? I go, can we do this live or do I got to go to DVD? And he looked at me and he said, later. So I ran to my room and I did my stand-up and it was awesome. But today I told him, I said, I want to come back. So he said, all right, what about 12 o'clock? So I went to work for a little bit. And I was ready to go. It was, what, good 55 minutes of strength. And you did some different stuff today that a lot of the first-timers that you said, this is the first time I'm doing this. You were enhancing right. more of your moves. And I was falling over. I got back up. and I knew my heart was rocking, but I would try to bring it back down. You saved me a few times when I didn't have to don't do that push-up, Sal. Stay in because I was really, my heart started to go up a little bit, so I had to bring it back down. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and my girls in the office were a little jealous because they want you to do it and me close the office from 12 to 2 so you can come in and do it with all the girls in the office.
And I'm like,
I would love to do that, but I have an office to run, so I'm going to run away. And Nicole's going to sneak over at the house because she wants to do one of your, you know, she wants to get a taste of DDP. And see how right. YRG really works, which is awesome.
Right.
So I will be back tomorrow in my house.
All right. So, Robert, let's go right to the questions that we've already gotten from people, which I was impressed that we had more than two questions. Because normally I'll say, write down the questions, you know, and I'll answer them over the air. Very rarely do we get them, but this time I think we got like five or six, huh?
Yeah, we've got six.
Okay, so why don't you start up with number uno, and if I have a trouble answering it, Sally will also I'll chip in with her in.
Well, this one's probably going to be all you, Paige. It's what's in store food wise. We'll be able to do the YRG nutrition plan.
Well, you know, that's a great question, and I'm going to let Sally handle this because what she informed me blew my mind. So, Sal, tell everybody what you told me about this this location that we found.
Now, so I can give my name out of the name of the resort now.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, I have my agency is called Travelsmiths, and we're located in Point Pleasant, New Jersey here. And we have developed a wonderful relationship with the Charisma Hotels. Now, Charisma Hotels has adult-only properties in the Riviera Maya, Mexico area, as well as, you know, family-friendly properties. We have chosen the El Dorado Royale, which I feel is a perfect fit for what you want to do with your YRG team. It's a property that is about 25 minutes away from the airport. And it sits along this beautiful, amazing beach, and they have these cool little junior suites with, the junior jacuzzi suites are they're either garden or swim ups or ocean views. Then they have these cool casita suites, which we're going to elaborate later. But why I loved working with this company is that my husband, even though you do gluten free by choice, Paige. My family, my husband and my daughter do it because, and how they started, is because they are very allergic. They're celiac. So they are highly allergic to all gluten objects. So we are a gluten-free home because of the way the lifestyle of my family has to be. And this resort, which we are, happen to be a gourmet, it's a gourmet inclusive resort. And we are the Gourmet Inclusive Agency. We partnered with them, you know, 3 years ago, and we're growing in leaps and bounds. And what they have done, because about a year and a half ago, I spoke with them about Paul, my husband, and about his gluten allergies. And they had told me that they were working to develop a program and having gluten-free menus. So when we went down there last December, first of all, it was 2 Octobers ago we went down. That's when they started it. And they have developed it that all your meals, whatever you want, will be gluten-free. And you will be able to speak with the chef before you go down and tell them exactly what kind of meals you're looking for your guests that are going to be coming to the YRG retreat, which will be awesome. I mean,
yeah,
they started from... What, honey?
Tell them about the garden and stuff, too.
Oh, gosh. What's also nice about them doing the gluten-free. They are very particular about when you grow anything in Mexico, it's not, they can't grow because of it's rock and, you know, coral, and there's no great ground to grow anything. So if anybody's been to Walt Disney World in Epcot, they have the Garden Grill, and in there they have state-of-the-art how they grow things in the future. So it grows inside these bags, and they grow it up instead of being in, you know, or just through water. And what it is that, what, honey?
Hydroponics.
Yes, thank you. That is the correct word. And I just actually saw this for the first time. I was doing a site inspection at Destination Wedding Fam at the Charisma Hotels and stayed at the El Dorado again this past August. And it's 10,000 square feet. They produce over 15 tons a month in organic vegetables and spices. It was just amazing. And they will give you a tour of the greenhouse. It is just spectacular. And what they do is they distribute this through the five properties that they own. And now, because they have so many vegetables and spices, they're actually selling them out to the higher end properties, because that's, people want this now. They're craving it. They're so done with the processed nonsense and the sprays and whatnot. It is so important right now. And they show you from how they grow it from the small baby, and they move it all the way up into different, they move it into different houses. And it was really pretty impressive. I have some pictures that
really,
I will put up on the website. What, Robert?
It's really going to be a nice, you know, it's me. It's really going to be a nice education for people as well. You
absolutely
know, and Sally's been there a number of times now. Now they are on the same level that we are at as far as going gluten and dairy free. It'll be easy. And they're going to open up the smoothie bars, right, Sal? I mean, like, everything.
They have a smoothie bar that they have a menu that they go by, but they will also make whatever you like. Like, if you have certain menus page that you want to give to the smoothie bar section, it's their health
right.
bar. They have, like, peanut butter ones and fresh peanut butter and, you know, like the bananas and mangoes and you name it, what kind of fruits, and if you want yogurts to be in the mix in it, whatever you like. And they do use gluten-free yogurt too as well. I think it's Yoplait that they have.
Well, it's not gluten-free so much as the dairy in, and I want you to make sure, write this down, because we want some coconut yogurt there, or coconut
okay.
ice cream. You know, things like that, that's one of the things that we would want because of that's one of the replacements. So that's the answer. Absolutely, will you be able to? And if you're not gluten-free, you don't have to be, you know, because, you know, I don't push that on anybody who's not, you know, who's not overweight. You know, but if you're, you know, 60, 70 pounds overweight, I want you to do that if I'm going to work with you, because I know the benefit that you're going to get out of this. And I know how much better you're going to feel. Like one of my best friends, Tony Palagrossi, he's only about 40 pounds overweight, but he's got those head rashes and all that stuff. He's lost about 15 pounds in the last month since he's gone off, but he feels so much better. So, you know, if you just want to experience it, you know, if you really want to experience it, if you're still eating dairy and you're fine with that, cool. Then eat whatever you want. This isn't going to be just a workout and health extravaganza. I want to show everyone how I live. Where, first of all, I don't eat anything that doesn't taste great. You know, that's first of all. So if it's healthy, it all tastes great to me. I want to show people, I want to have, if we start off, I'm going to have to start just with 3 days you can get it, or 4 days. Now, if you wanted to get it for more than more than 4 days, well, then Sally can figure that out for you, and you can turn it into a vacation, because this is going to be at what part of Mexico, Sally?
Riviera Maya. So they fly into Cancun.
Right.
And it's about 25, 30 minutes south of the airport. So it's
okay,
close.
So
it's a great spot to go. That's only if you want to do a three-night package there, 3 nights, 4 days, or 4 nights, 5 days. It's very easy to do.
So, and I'll get to the price after we explain everything or where it's at, and it's going to be all inclusive. So you won't have to come out with a dime out of your pocket once you get there. Now, if you like the tip, you know, you might have to sneak tips to them, you know, because, you know, I can't never not tip, you know. But you don't have to go crazy, you know, if you want to.
Well, you know what's nice, Paige? I don't mean to butt in, but
go.
The Riviera Maya area, because the Mexican culture, the people are just wonderful. This is they're not expecting it, but it's greatly appreciated. And I always tell my clients, you know, if you're going down, you bring 50 singles and 55s, and $2, $2, and $5 goes a long way. They're totally not expecting it, and they're just so pleased to help you.
They're
dying.
So,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So say what you want to say.
I wanted to talk about the dining experiences that they do have there. You know, because you were saying that this is an all-inclusive. This is definitely a luxury all-inclusive property and gourmet inclusive. The dining experiences, they bring in USDA meat 3 times a week. So, and it's delivered to these properties. There's only a handful of properties that do that in Mexico. Inside your rooms, you have, if you're in your room, you do have 24-hour room service. So if you wanted to get something, you know, late in the morning or whatever, but they do have menus. They have a refrigerator filled with bottles of water, you know, sodas, and, of course, beer in there as well. But that's always nice to have. The property is spread out. It's a low-rise property, and it's very easy to walk it. It's a large property, but then they also have, like, little golf carts to go around, too, as well.
So the bottom line is all that stuff, even in the room, even the room service, that's all inclusive too, right?
Absolutely. And alcohol is included. But you're going to see top shelf booze here. You're going to see, you know, you're going to see all your, you know, flavored vodkas and Jack Daniels and Jim Beam and Jose Cuervo and Johnny Walker Black and Grand Marnier and Sambuca. Because when you do go out to have a dining experience, you might want an espresso and a Sambuca at the end of the evening. You know, that is all included.
And that's part of what I was going to talk about in this. I didn't want people like to think, God, I can't do anything. I can't do the parties. You know, we're not going to be drinking. We're not going to be doing this. This is like all about health. But that's not how I roll. You know, I want to make like my super healthy margaritas. You know, I want to experience some nice red wines or white wines down there. So I want you, not just me personally, I want you to do whatever you want to do within your level, but it, you know, maybe you don't want to drink at all, which is cool too, but it's there. And I don't want to, you know, take it away from anybody because I want people to have fun. I want this to be completely different than a spiritual yoga event. As you know, this is YRG, and this is about, I want you to have fun. By the way, could you tell this is my sister by any chance, Robert?
Absolutely. When she said, yeah, when she said amazing, yeah, as soon as she said that, I knew.
I want to make this clear. I am his younger sister.
That's okay. So,
well, you know what, Paige, you said something about the wines. This resort offers 10 different types of reds and whites and pinks as well as champagne. That's included in the package. People could buy an upgraded bottle of wine if they choose. They don't have to. But that's what's nice too. And inside our package, there will be a $100 spa credit towards a couple's massage.
That's a little extra perk
that we have. Ooh, I didn't tell you that, did I?
Nope. Now let's continue on the food, then we can go on to the next question. I've also rented out the restaurant that I'm going to do 3 different days. Like, I'm setting this up on a 3- and 4-day package. So you could go for 3 days, or you can go for 4 days. Now, if you want to go more, you just tell Sally, and she'll just tell you what that would be. Because if you're going to go all the way down to Mexico, maybe you want to stay for a week. That's your choice. I might do that, you know. And if I'm around, you know, I'm around. That's where it's at. I'm waiting to see how many people come in. I also want to let you know that I'm limiting this. I'm limiting this to 50 YRG members. Now, it's not just going to be YRG because, you know, I'm spreading this worldwide. And I'm going to give everyone who's a member of Team YRG the first opportunity to sign up, and it's going to be a deposit of $250, and that'll lock you in, and then we'll talk about payments. I'm making it in August, so you have months. God, what do you have? You have
10 months.
In 10 months to save up. And it's not, when I get you this number, it's going to blow you away. That's why I want to give you all the stuff first of what we're giving. That's before you even tell me what you want. So Like I said, it'll be $250, and that'll lock you in per person, okay? And it'll be everything that we're about to go through. Now, one of the things that I've secured, besides a place to do YRG under this, what would you call that?
A palapa.
Underneath
a palapa.
So we're outside in the heat, which is going to make it so easy because you're not going to have to work anywhere near as hard, you know, because you're going to have all that body heat and the outside moisture to heat. There's nothing better, but we're going to have a nice canopy over us so we don't get killed by the sun. And I want to do an early morning workout. And, like, say, when I say early, I mean, like, 9.
You
know? And remember, this is the DDP YRG retreat extravaganza. Might as well put that at the end of it. Put right at the end, DDP YRG retreat extravaganza. That's what we're going to call it, Sally. So make sure we put that at the end of our little website. I've got the palapa. We'll be doing workouts there at 9 in the morning and at 4. You don't have to come to both. We're going to also I'll get into those because I think that's a question that comes up with that. Back to the food, I've also rented an area that is a complete kitchen with all the stuff that we want and need. And some of the stuff I'm going to be bringing personally because, you know, one of the classes is going to be on Angela baking. And anybody who has anything that they wanted, whether it's Terry or Stacy or whoever that wants to throw in some of their stuff too, we can try it all there. But one of the things, because with my picky eaters, Angela's been working her little butt off, you know, coming up with just one delicious gluten-free, you know, the My Picky Eaters book is being written as we speak, but the site, Robert has done an amazing job on it, and the site is up for mypickyeaters.com, and we're not that far away from actually packaging this and sending it out, like doing deliveries and stuff. So, you know, we're probably a couple of months away, but it'll be up and going before we ever get to
El Dorado.
Is that what it's called? El Dorado.
The El Dorado Royale.
Always my favorite caddy, too, the El Dorado. Matter of fact, I want like a 65 El Dorado.
That's a big one.
They're in the kitchen. It'll be after breakfast. It'll be a time because we got to use the kitchen when they're not using it. So I've got a chef, an assistant, and we've got full use of this kitchen. We're going to teach you how to make salads. We're going to teach you how to make cold stuff. We're going to teach you how to prepare stuff. We're going to teach you how to bake. We're going to teach you how to cook certain dishes. You know, it's going to be an overall experience. And right now I'm still flying by the seat of my pants on this, but I can tell you a minimum of 2, most likely 3 days in the kitchen for at least 2 hours. So if you want to be a part of that class, it's going to be there and available for you. Any of the things that we do, from the breathing classes to whatever, the workouts, they're all on you. If you want to be a part of them, you do them. You're not obligated to come. That's where the whole vacation part comes in. I want people to do what they want to do. It's sort of like making the YRG workout your own. So I think that pretty much answers all the questions on food for now. Now,
mm-hmm.
If you've got another question, if you've got something else that I didn't hit or Sally didn't hit, hey, call in, you know, when we do the call-in part tonight or next week, because we're going to follow all this up next week, and I'm going to bring Terry on and Doug on and Stacy on, Angie on, and do a little round table talking about, after everybody's gotten to see what I'm talking about here. So we got to get the, you know, we get the run of this, and people get to see exactly what we're, you know, putting together here, because the reason why I say I'm limited to 50, for the first year, I want to keep it us. I want to keep it the people who, you know, I always say you stay with who brought you to the dance. I developed this whole YRG radio for the sole purpose, if there was only 4 people from Team YRG listening, and some part of that, whether it's talking about gluten-free or dairy-free or the workout or inspiration or hitting yourself out of emotional gravity or anything helped one person, this show was worth it to me. And that's the whole reason I'm doing it. I'm not doing it to hear myself talk. I'm hearing it, so I'm doing it so that when I used to talk just to Arthur or just to Terry or just to Dylan, now I don't have to talk to one person. I can talk to one person, but thousands, millions can literally hear it at some point or another, go to the podcast and hear it, and it could help change someone's life. So I think we've got all the answers, questions answered on the food, but if there's something we missed, please ask, because someone might be thinking, oh, yeah, I wanted to know that too. All right, what's our next question?
Well, you kind of touched on it already, but it's about the dates and the cost if everything's been nailed down yet.
Okay, so I will give you let's hit that at the end, okay?
Okay.
But I will tell you the dates right now are going to be in August, and they're going to be at the end of August, because what I was looking for was where can I get the best deal, you know, because that's where it really came. At the sweetest property, where can we get the best deal? And that's why I went for August and not like April. Where April, you're going to pay through the nose for this place. Okay, so I will get to the cost and all the prices at the end, and they're not totally fixed, but they're pretty close. So what's the next one?
Somebody in the chat room actually asked if you need a passport.
Absolutely.
Yes, Sally, you answer that.
This is very important. It must be, if the passport is going to expire inside of 6 months after they've traveled, they need to get a new one. So say if they're traveling in August, that passport can't expire until February of 2012. So passports are good for 16 and older for 10 years. So if anybody needs to get their passport, they absolutely need to get that taken care of ASAP.
You got 9 months to do, okay? So, okay.
Absolutely do. And you can get them. They're very simple to get them. There is, if they go to travel.state.gov, it has all the information. And on our website page that we are building for you right now, that's going to be the DDP YRG retreat. I got a caller to make sure she gets so she can get extravaganza in there as well. But on there, we'll give all the details about the passport information. It's going to talk all about, and you're going to have a section also in their page that's going to talk about what you're going to do daily, and then people can sign up or whatever. You know, so everything's going to be on this website, the pricing, the types of room categories, how many nights. And I just want to say, because you keep saying 3-day and 4-day, so people understand that 3-day means 3 nights, 4 days, and that 4-day means 4 nights, 5 days. That's important.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for correcting me, Sister Sally.
Well, just so you know, that's my problem.
No, I want you to. I have no problem being corrected, especially when it comes down to the extravaganza.
Okay.
So
yes, passports are a must. Good question, though.
Yeah, the next question is actually more of a suggestion, and they said that they would like to see the different workouts, the modifications, the breathings, and workouts beyond the DVDs that are available.
Today.
Yeah.
I said today.
Well, I can pretty much promise everyone that they'll never done a workout like they're going to do. Because I never do the same workout, and I'm pretty much they'll recognize so many different features because they've done them, especially if they've done the max pack and they've done all 10 or 11 workouts, whatever I have there. But I can guarantee you there'll be so many different variations. And then I'm going to get to a spot what I'd like to do, especially in the morning class. I'd like to get like a kick-ass slow up, start out slow for 15 minutes, and then a kick-ass 45 minutes, of just worrying workout with all the modifications put in there, and then slow it down, and then work on some positions and help people with different positions that they can work on, whether it's, a forearm stand, but maybe you can't kick your feet up in the air, so maybe you just go into where you do a down dog, but you're on your forearms. There's many different positions that I want to have featured that I want to say, okay, here's a couple different positions. What do you guys want to learn? And another reason why I'm limiting this to 50 people. I don't mean 50 rooms. I mean 50 people. You know, the most I'll go is 60 because of the rooms. But, that's my limit because I want to keep it still where everybody not so much knows each other, even though we do have a lot of people who would know each other, especially off of Team YRG. But I want to make it intimate, so I will be asking questions. What do you, what would you like to? Here's some of the things that would work. Or maybe it's the, you know, the foot in the air. How do you build to be able to lift your foot over your head, holding one other foot? How do you get to that spot? It may be something as simple as triangle and being in, you know, in having the right alignment. And because, you know, it's really tough to do. I can't do it on the DVDs, but I can do it there. You know, and I think we'll have a lot of people who will be helping each other. You know, I think that'll be great. The breathing will be a whole nother level. You know, that'll be a thing that I want to do every day for like 15 minutes where you just focus in on breathing, because there's nothing more powerful than owning your own breath. And, you know, I'll talk about how to do, you know, each morning, how to wake it up, and what if you have just 5 minutes. Like, I suck at meditating. It's because I haven't decided I'm going to own it yet. When I'm 60, I decide I'm going to own that. But for right now, that breathing part is my meditation. So I think that pretty much will answer all the questions as well. I can promise you won't do the same workout once. And you've never done it. You've never done this workout yet. But it's, you've done it. It's like, it's going to be, just bring it to a different level. And today, I bring the breath into your workout like I've never done before in any workouts they've done. Anyone who's listening to this, if you've done a YRG workout from the first ones that we did, the original ones, to the YRG fitness system workouts, now I take you into a position, we hold it there, and I focus you in on breathing in for three and out for three, in for five and out for five. Can you do 10? Because we're going to stay there and breathe. But no one knows but you. You know, again, it's make it your own. So there'll be a lot of different stuff to do. There'll be a lot of things you can take back with you. I think it'll definitely enlighten you to it, you know, even take it to your own level. Next level, and maybe wanting to teach YRG. Like Sparky just sent me his first diamond cutter video to be certified, and he did a pretty damn good job. He just had a couple little tweaks, and if you're listening out there, Sparky, on the diamond cutter, when you're bringing your hands together, this isn't in the DVDs. This is, and I want to put this out there right now. I never say it because I didn't really think of it then, because that's why YRG is always growing. This workout is always taking on life its own. When you make the diamond cutter sign, I now tell people to push their thumbs and their index fingers together, which is going to create more dynamic resistance. Now open your fingers wide. And I'll do is, I'll, if I'm doing a class like I'll do on over the weekend down at the Taj Mahal at the MMA and Sports Extravaganza, I'll say make your hands on the side of a diamond cutter. Push your thumb and index fingers together. Now check this out. Look, my fingers are extended. Look at my forearms and biceps. Watch when I relax those fingers. See how they're not engaged? Open your fingers wide. Push your thumb and index fingers together. Inhale, take it back. So just something as little as that. And another thing, Sparky, when you did the diamond cutter and you hulked it up, that was great. But when you went into a tension, you didn't throw, you threw your shoulders back, but you didn't engage your arms and hands. Did you want to engage as much as you can and then let go? So those are your little quotes over the thing. And that's the kind of critiquing that I do when it comes to doing the Diamond Dozen or the workouts. After you do the workouts, I call you up. If you decide to be certified, and all the information is up there, up on the blog. Robert, did we get a chance to put that on the front page yet about if you want to be YRG certified, click here? Did we put that up there yet?
I don't think that we did.
Okay, so let's just take the thing that I wrote. Let's take the thing mm-hmm. that I wrote and put in big letters. If you want to be YRG certified, click here. You can start the first paragraph, you know, and then read more, and this way you'll be able to know. And, you know, what it costs and what the deal is and blah, blah, blah. But I know right now that Sparky is working his way towards that, and so is Kevin and Rev Kev. So that's great. You know more people working their way towards learning how to teach it, which you can't beat that, because I want you to make it your own. So, well, what's our next question there, bro?
Actually, I'm going to skip the next and go to the third question, because it ties into what you're talking about. It says, for those of us getting certified, will we possibly have some personal sessions at the extravaganza for us to finish our certifications?
Oh, excellent question. Absolutely. I mean, and that's part of the thing that I'll pull out, and I can make the time to do that. But again, I want to see how the time stretches out during the day. Maybe I'll take like a special hour for people who are already signed up and are already in the certification program to say, okay, show me what you got. Maybe I bring you up there and have you teach part of the class, you know, if you feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable, I don't want you to do it. You know, but it might, when I say part of the class, I mean like, you know, take it through a 5-minute portion. You know, just to feel comfortable in front of people. If you don't, you know, because to me, YRG, when you're teaching the class, it does not have to be the way Diamond Dallas Page does it. But it can't be like a yogi either. You know, to me, it's got to be somewhere in between. YRG is somewhere in between a yoga calling out of a workout and boot camp. It's somewhere right in the middle, hedging towards boot camp. You know, but whatever you want to put your little twist on it. Everybody does it a little bit different, as long as they get the results. And one of the things I don't know if I put on there, but one of the things I want to be able to see, if you're certified, I want to see your heart rate, you know, whether it's 60, 70, or 80, or 90, wherever you start, I want to be able to see you raise that heart rate a minimum of 30 clicks. And from the minute you do 2 touchdowns and 2 diamond cutters, a minimum of 30 clicks. That's when I know you really get the engaging of the muscles. Sparky did something really unique. He put a ball between his legs when he was doing the adductors, pulling his legs together, and it was squeezing. He goes, if you're not squeezing, then he just dropped the ball. It was great. So that was a nice little touch that he did there. Whatever helps, you know, you think of, you know, engaging those muscles. So, yes, especially for those people who are already on the certification program and are going through it, I've got the time, you know, and I make the time. So that answer is an affirmative yes.
Well, the last question that we have is how if there's more than 50 people that apply, or 50 or 60 or whatever the cutoff is, how are the people selected? Is it a first-come, first-served kind of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why I'm not putting this out in the real world for probably about 3 weeks. And all it takes is $250 down to secure your spot, and it's a non-refundable deposit, and because they don't refund my money, because I gotta secure X amount of rooms to start off, and then from there on out, you know, it's on me. So but there's all sorts of things that I think that Sally was talking about. Sally, will you talk about some of the things that are part of the El Dorado in general? Give like that. There were so many things to do. It was mind-boggling to me.
Right, because when you were looking at that one, because we had that page up that we were showing you all the activities, there, as in, I don't know how many people have gone ever to an all-inclusive, and there's many different levels of all-inclusives. So, and you really can't just call it that. That's why the gourmet all-inclusive is what their name is. A, we already know about the dining experiences. We know that the alcohol is included. We know that we have our entertainment nightly. So every single night they have some kind of entertainment that's going on. They actually have a fondue restaurant here, Paige, by the way, which is pretty neat. They have a fondue restaurant, Japanese, Italian. So they have many different choices. They have 7 different restaurants that you can choose from to go to.
So they have fondue. If you're doing cheese, do they have goat and sheep cheese Gouda?
I can find that out. I don't know that. That answer I will find out for you. Just like I have to find out about the coconut. Is it coconut ice cream or coconut cream?
Coconut ice cream. Coconut ice cream, coconut yogurt.
Coconut yogurt.
And they're,
okay.
They're in the land of the coconuts down there. You'd think they'd have that.
Well, they might. I might not have eaten it. That's all. So it might be already there. So I would love to have a list of things that you're looking for, so they're prepared,
right.
And you know, so I can make sure that you know it's there, ready for you. At an all inclusive, they have, you know, kayaking going on. They have bikes there. They do have trap shooting. That would, you know, the little
right.
guns with the you know, skeet shooting.
Shoot.
I guess it's called skeet shooting. They'll do a tour of the greenhouse for you. They have they do Spanish lessons. They have tequila tastings. So they have, because they have to have over 30 different types of tequila there. So, and some names you've never heard of that are just smoother than smooth, kind of like Patron. So
right.
Milagro is a great one down there. But they actually did a tequila tasting, and I actually had a cricket. It was a delicacy that they, how they made it up or whatever. And I'm like, I just ate a cricket? it was actually very tasty. I thought it tasted like chicken. But what happened, but they have, like I said, Spanish classes. They have dancing classes. They have cooking classes outside of the classes that you are going to offer. I don't know how extensive that cooking class is because I didn't go to it. But they have a list of tons of ping pong and, table tennis, and they have tennis courts. They have so many options, which will be up on the website, and it will show all the activities that are included. I wish I had my list in front of me because I could rattle them off for you. But also they have different excursions. If you wanted to see the culture and the history and see the ruins in Mexico,
it's
a great spot. Yes, the Mayan ruins are right
really?
There. They're
oh.
maybe,
oh, that's
maybe
awesome.
About 40 minutes away, which is amazing. They also have a lot of cenote. Cenote is an underwater cavern that you can swim in. And there's a couple different spots that you can go to. One's called Escaret. And it could be a day trip for clients, and that's why if your guests want to go, your YRG team wants to go, and maybe they want to stay 5 nights because they do want to experience the Riviera Maya area, which is spectacular. There's a little town called Playa del Carmen, which has like the little cobble streets and some cool like little shops there. It's not commercialized. That's what I want to say. Like when you go into some of these other islands and you go into the ports, they're very commercialized. And you're going to find some different cool things that they make with iron and, their leathers and, of course, their ponchos and things like that. But they have a lot of neat stuff down there. And you could go there because they have a complimentary shuttle bus that goes from the El Dorado 3 times a week to go down there. It leaves in the late afternoon and then picks you up in the early evening. So you could spend 3 or 4 hours down there very easily, and it'd be a nice little excursion that's included in their package. They have, this is new, they just imported. Now, you know how they have horseback riding on the beach and, they do ATVs and they have snorkeling and they have all sorts of different activities that anybody wants to do off the property. But they now have just brought in camels. They have camel rides at the El Dorado Royale. Now, that is an extra cost. However, spectacular. That's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Sally, when we put this all together, I want everything to be so everyone knows this is all included. And I want to have one section that has, if you'd like to add extra, that's your call. Like it might be for a higher quality of wine, because I know sometimes we get wine connoisseurs that that want to go try something else, or whether it's the camel ride or whatever it is. I want a list of that completely separate from, so people aren't saying, well, I thought that was part of the package, because it's
we'll
all
have it
right there.
When you go onto the links, when on the website, it'll have the list of activities that are included, and it'll say included activities, and then we'll have additional excursions, and we'll have actually the prices of each excursion in there. So if they do choose, we could actually set that up before they get down there.
Okay.
There's
great.
Actually, they have zip lining down there too now.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I did that. I actually did that in Costa Rica. So maybe we get
amazing.
Together a group of people. I would go on that with people in there, because that's pretty fun. Doing stuff like that. So maybe something like when we get I don't want to put what the agenda is going to lock into, except for the workouts and the meal, the cooking
the
time
cooking
together
class.
Yeah, after that I'd rather put it all up there for all of you guys to see, and then once you see all the things, I want to hear what your feedback is from the people who are actually going. If you want to go do zip lining, and it'll be like 20 of us, and we go, we say, okay, well, I'm going to put that aside for that. We'll all go zip lining. I can't imagine Angie doing that, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I want to do what you guys want to do, and I want to be really flexible. Just when you see it, we'll have it probably up there. I'm hoping we have it up there before next week's show, which will be on Thursday. And then, like I said, I'm going to bring on Terry and Doug and Stacey and Angela, and so we can all just talk, and Sally, of course, and just have whatever viewpoints or whatever they think, and go from there. So right now I'll tell you what the prices are that we're looking at, and this is for 3 nights and 4 days. Now, if you are in a double, which means you're going to go with your significant other, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or buddy, you just want to share a room, then that room per person would be $650 per person. That's for 3 nights and 4 days. And everything that I've told you, except for that damn camel ride, is included.
I want to run this with you. So when you say that rate for, how much was it?
$650.
That includes your transfers from the airport. This does not include your air. And I want to jump in and say this, that if you have frequent flyer miles, American Express points, Capital One points, we can help you with that in our office. And we book people from all over the world. So we can take care of your air, and we can show you the best options. So this does not include your air, but this does include your transfers from the Cancun airport to the resort, all your meals, all your cocktails, all your activities that are included, which we'll show on that page, plus Paige's YRG 2 times a day, and the cooking classes. That's what's included in that package. The only thing additional to this is going to be your airfare and insurance. And Travel Smith totally strongly suggests insurance. But we'll talk about that later, and that'll be on the way.
One of the reasons why this is so cheap at this time of year is because it's August in Mexico. And that's the beginning of the hurricane season, and most likely we'll miss it. But you never know.
On that too. June 1st to November 30th is the legal hurricane season. Pretty soon it's going to be 12 months out of the year. I do talk to the big guy upstairs. Sometimes he listens. Sometimes he says my babies need some water. However, I was just there in August. I was there from the 18th to the 22nd, and I didn't get one bit of rain. Not one bit. And we have been very blessed this past, hurricane season. It's moved in and out and moved rapidly. And it's only hurt a smidge of people just so slightly. Thank goodness.
But I want you, again, but this is like a disclosure for me as well. I want you to know, I was looking for the best deal. Would you think about everything I just told you? And then I tell you, it's less than $225 a day per person, all included, if you share a room with somebody. Now, if you want that room by yourself, now that room would be $850. Now that's your own room. It's a junior suite, and it's sweet. It ain't like going to the Marriott. The Marriott rooms are nice. This place is really sweet, and we'll have all the pictures up there so you can see what that junior suite looks like, and I guarantee you you'll dig it. Now, if you want to go upscale, if you want to go uptown, like where this place is just like unbelievable.
It's actually... It's two resorts in one. The El Dorado Royale Suite has all the junior jacuzzi suites, which the jacuzzis in the room are double jacuzzis. They're beautiful. And they will do, they'll fill them up for you. They'll do little rose petals and candles. They make it awesome. And after maybe a great day of working out, you might want to chill in that jacuzzi. But there's another part of the resort that is called the El Dorado Casitas. And that is where they have these little rendezvous. They're round, and they're two stories, and then there's some individual casitas, and they're beautiful. They actually have a jacuzzi that sits out that overlooks to the sea, but it also has this incredible outdoor shower, plus an indoor shower too. But the outdoor shower, the water comes out of a tree trunk. So when I first went out to take a shower, I kind of looked up and I went, oh my God, who can see in? But the only thing you can see are the beautiful stars or the sunshine in the morning, and you're taking a shower outside, which is just incredible because you feel like you're one with nature. But it's beautiful, and the room is enormous. with the 24-hour room service, of course, and they get the you do get an upgraded area in your refrigerator, which I can explain later too. But go ahead.
So the bottom line is those prices are pretty much double the first ones I told you. You know, so you know if it was $650, you know, for person for the 3 days, this is going to be like $1,300. And the same thing for you, I think it's pretty much double what the rates are. But you'll have all those rates up there. So I'm looking at how could I make this as inexpensive and as classy and as fun as possible. And that's why I picked the dates of starting off date of August 25th through the 20th. And that would be the three nights, like I say. And that would be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, leave on Sunday. Am I right, Sally?
That is correct.
We should probably make that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come in for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leave Monday.
We can do that.
Let's do that. So it'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, leave on Monday. And if you go for the four nights, 5 days, you come in on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I will make sure that even if you come in on that Thursday, that Friday night will be our first party and get together. So we'll do it. If you get there earlier, ideally for taking off days of work, if you're going to be coming for just the three nights and 4 days, you should take off that Friday and Saturday, Friday and Monday. If you're going to take off and do the four nights, well, then, of course, you're going to want to take the Thursday and go to the Sunday, to the Monday. And if you want to add a couple nights or whatever you want to do, Sally can make that possible and for the same type of rate, which is pretty amazing rate. So before you even think about the casita and stuff, where do you look at the junior suites and see how sweet they really are? And then if you want to go uptown, and live like unbelievable, then you go to the next one. You know, that's I'm giving that option to everyone because, you know, some people, you know, if they're going to go away like this, and this is like their vacation, and it's their health retreat, and it's their, you know, their time to, because you haven't never gotten the time to, you know, work out with me or hang or whatever. This is going to be a great trip. It's going to be a lot of fun. And now if there's anybody out there right now who's listening, because I'm not going to stay on here long if I don't see people pop on the phone. If we have anybody that they're trying to call in or anything yet, Robert?
We've actually got a couple on hold and that just popped up.
Put them up right now, whoever they are. Let's see who it is.
Let's see who the first one is.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tom Smogonovich.
Hey, Tom, how are you, man?
I'm good. I'm one of the newer members to Team YRG. I had an email from you, and I decided to sign up for it and see what this was all about.
Very
awesome.
Cool, Tom. Very cool, man.
I just wanted to tell you that for a long time, you know, DDP, you've been an inspiration and everything, and you know, I've been in talking back and forth with you and everything, and, you know, I've done in the last, you know, year that I've talked and everything, I've lost 175 pounds and everything.
Awesome.
And now learning this Team YRG, the rest of my goal I want to do is lose another 150 pounds and get back to normal weight and everything.
That's tremendous, man. That's tremendous. And that's just amazing feat. What did you start at?
Well, I started at 525 pounds, and that was when I was in Boise, Idaho, and right now I'm at 350, just tipping scale.
Good for you, man. Good for you. So, have you been able to go around the site and talk to some of the people and stuff?
I've been getting a lot of emails, you know, about some welcome emails. I got a welcome email from you and everything. I'm still going through all the emails that I've gotten, and I'm just looking around and all that. And I want to learn this, and I want to make this program work. And I'm going to do everything I can, and I'm going to, you know, put in the time and effort to do this to make it successful.
Well, that's great, brother. It's great to have you on. Do you have any questions or anything? You just wanted to stop in and say hello.
I just wanted to stop in and introduce myself to the, you know, Team YRG team and everything. And I just wanted to tell you guys thank you for another change in my life to get me better and everything. And I'm going to take full advantage of it, and I'm going to do everything I can to make this happen and to look better, man.
Hey, brother. Look better, feel better, be better, man.
And
I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. You guys take care of yourself.
Okay.
Okay,
hope to
buddy.
See you in August, Tom.
Thank you.
Wow. Anybody else we got out there? That was strong.
Yeah, very, very strong caller. Let me put the... Hey, are you there?
Hello.
We've got somebody from the 706 area code. Are you there?
706. Maybe they're just calling in to listen. All right, so if we have anybody, throw the number out there, bro. Throw it up on the screen.
Yeah.
Give people one last chance to call in, ask any questions.
Yeah, I just threw it out in the chat room, and I'll put it in there again. We actually had a question from the chat room.
Before you ask that, for people who are listening and don't have the chat room in front of them, because I know there's more than that, what's the number again to call in?
It's 1-347-994-1216.
Let's try that one more time. Make sure you got your pencil ready. 347-994-1216. There you go. So if you got any questions, call in now. Now is the time. If not, you can always hit us back next week after you see all of the information. We'll have it all up there for you. So what's the question that you got that you just said that we're going to ask, Robert?
excuse me. For the 650, you mentioned a $250 for a deposit. Is that
right?
How does that work with the price?
It comes off it.
Yeah, that's 250, so then you'd only owe 400. And we'll break it into paper plans or whatever. You just got to have it paid by a certain date.
Okay.
You know, we're making this. That's why I didn't make it for May. You know, I wanted to make it where people had enough time to save up for it, with their airfare, whether they use their travelers or their points or whatever. I wanted to make it so that everybody could come. And that's part of this. Now, the reason why I say I'm going to be 3 weeks before I put it out there, I want people to experience YRG all over. So I'm going to do interviews all around, let people know, that this is out there and that they can come to this. But there'll only be 50, no more than 60 people will be coming to this thing. So it'll be first come, first serve, and Team YRG people all have first shot at this. That's why I'm not putting it anywhere out there in the open until after a 3-week period. So you have a decision. It only costs you $250 to lock it down. And we'll make it a month. We'll make it so some people don't have that. They can put it off to the side. Even if they even say, I'm going to be in there, then we'll save them a spot. For maybe it takes them 2 months or whatever. We'll save them that spot as long as they put down half of that. We'll figure out a way to do it. Because I care more about the people who are members of Team YRG than I do about people who I don't know yet, as you can imagine.
You know what, Paige? Also, what you could do, too, or what they could do, is once they find, if they're serious about this and they call in, we can hold the spot. And if they need it, that they have to do a quick monthly, like a weekly plan that they send $50 in or whatever, just to hold the spot, you give them up to a month or whatever. You give me my time frame that I can do it in for your team, YRG team members. At least we can put it down that way.
That would work.
And then it gives them 2 months to be separated,
right,
so they don't have to get hit with $250 all at once.
Right, and they can already have their name down. As long as they put down like maybe $100 at first, but they got to have the $250 paid to secure it within the first 2 months. I think that would be fair. You see, you guys, I'm making this shit up as I go along. I've done every thing I've ever done.
Well, Paige, because you're going to put down the deposit to secure those rooms, you're
exactly
protecting it for them.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so that's pretty much it, and I don't think I could come up with a better deal for you. I know I couldn't find it. I know I looked for 2 months. And when I saw this and I just saw what was – when you see the layout of everything, you're going to be blown away.
They're going to be Googling it tonight. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right. But how we lay it all out and the whole thing, because there'll be so many more pictures that we'll be able to show you that, of what we're actually looking at. So that's all I really got. Sal, I think you were a phenomenal co-host tonight.
Sparky on the line.
Yeah, Sparky, hey, put Sparky on.
There we go, Sparky.
Hey, what's up, Robert, Dallas, Sally? What's going on, guys?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, thanks.
Sally, that's Sparky's who I was talking about, who started to get certified with YRG.
I know.
He did the diamond cutter today. It was great. And you cut your hair, dude. Hey, you look like a model, dude. My God. You look great.
Hey, thanks, man. It's working out. I tell you what, I just cut another vid today, too. I'm going to get you up a little bar back action.
All right.
Where are you looking at this
about
face?
The retreat? Say what?
Where are you looking at to see him?
Well, anybody who does a certification, because I can do, I've already certified like 3 people online. And what you know the diamond does, and what I do, the first thing of being certified is you need to show me the diamond does it. You need to tell me what you're going to do. You need to show me how to do it, and then do it. And Spark, he pretty much nailed it. The only things he didn't nail were the things that I didn't use, that I didn't say in the diamond does. So that's why I was adding it right there about pushing, you know, the finger. You understand what I'm saying when I say that, right, Spark, about pushing the finger hands together?
Oh, I got you. I read that. Yeah, there's a bunch of new stuff you can do. And talking to Doug, he's given me a couple pointers, too, like with all the breathing and stuff he says we're getting into. So it's all good. Hey, I had a question. I was one of the questions that came in about the certification while we're there. You know, I was looking at it coming up in the March. One of the things would be sort of exciting for me if that was sort of the wrap for me, you know, and things we can do to look forward to that.
Absolutely, Sport. You haven't met me personally, but pretty much you can ask Doug or anybody who has. Anybody who's got the heart and the time to want to learn how to teach YRG, I got all the time in the world. You know, it's like my money, the time would never pay me. What I do it because I love it. You know, going down there and spending time, any questions you have about anything, and then show me, you know, what you got. Because something like you, because by the time we get to August, you'll be ready. You know what I mean? So, boom, pop up there and give us 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know. Take us on a cool down. Take us through a warrior. Take us through a stand-up. Take us through whatever you want, you know. And, you know, all critiquing. I do. If anything, I try to bite my tongue a little bit because I don't want to critique too much because I want you to make it your own. I just want to have, there's certain things, like on barback, I don't want to see you on a slope. I want to have you flat like a table so you can put your beer on top of it or a glass of wine or a
smoothie.
Pasta. Or a smoothie.
Hey, Paige.
Yeah, you don't want to be off my back.
You were thinking about if Sparky's, you know, and you have a few people throughout the next 9 months that want to go and finish up a certification with you, maybe you make, if they can stay for the 4 nights and that 4th night or that 4th day or 5th day or whatever that you're with them, you do a follow-up and do a certification day for them.
Or the first
day. Enhance it. What, honey?
Or the first day.
Or the first day, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
With more people, I think that might be a good idea. Spark, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because a lot of this, everything I've ever done from the book with Yoga Doc, we never wrote a book before. Actually, I did write one with Smokey, but Smokey wrote 90% of that book. You know, but the book that I wrote with Yoga Doc, Yoga for Regular Guys, that I really wrote. I rewrote some of Yoga Doc stuff, and he rewrote my stuff, and we had to talk in my voice, but I'd never done it before. So I learned it, and we did our first DVDs. I learned it as I went along. You know, the second DVDs, I knew so much more, but I'm still learning all the time. You know, this first extravaganza will go down. It'll be memorable. It'll be a hell of a great time. There'll be so many different things. I'll guarantee you the second one will be even better than the first one, and the third one and the fifth one will be better than the fourth one because it'll continue to grow and it'll get better. But the people who are at that first extravaganza, that'll be the one that started it all, that changed the world, and that I'm sure of. You got any more questions, Sparky?
Oh, that was pretty much it. Just looking at that, looking forward to it, getting excited about the certification. I was looking towards it in March, but this gives me so much more time to get prepared for it. I think everybody's going to love it. You know, one of the things when you watch DVDs, you see everybody, Smokey and Diane and everybody around, and that's sort of you get a good feeling from that, and that's kind of what I think you're going to feel when you get to the retreat.
Absolutely. And it'll be just time where we just hang. You know, it'll be a time where we're all having some cocktails. And for people who want to have cocktails, they don't have cocktails, they can have water with, you know, what do you drink? You know, water with lime, or, you know, Pellegrino with lime. And one of the things they do at spas, which always blow my mind, is they have cold water everywhere, but it's not just water. It'll have, like, oranges and limes and lemons and all different fruits, and sometimes it has cucumbers. I'm thinking, how could that taste? Oh, my God, it's amazing. You know, it's little things that they have like that around there that is really sweet. And so you just pretty much cast in stone, Sparky, what we're going to do. Sally, if they're coming to be certified, they want that, that'll be the four nights. Because the first day I will deal exclusively, we'll still do the workouts and stuff, but I really want to focus with the people who are doing the certifications as well. So I'll make that into, you know, like a 3-hour class. And people who are, that can still take it, you know, that aren't even trying to be certified, but they can see what we're doing, and that'll give a chance to interact with everyone. So that's a great idea, Sparky. I'm glad you brought it up.
Sweet. Fantastic, man. Glad to hear it.
All right, guys.
All right,
I want to thank... Well, thanks, Sparky, for coming on here. And Tom's good to hear him coming on to the show here and actually just jumping right on, not just listening to the show, but jumping on there and hearing what he had to say. I think that was great. I love when people get involved with what we're doing. And like I told you, if just one person is moved today and inspired to own their life and to help others, and, man, this was a kick-ass show, and I know it was. I want to thank my boy Rob, who was always the main man, who was the man with a plan, who's put all the, you know, the internet thing together and prepared the Diamond Dallas Page brand for greatness. He's just done an amazing job with everything, and my picky eaters, and Angela Cole. I mean, God, he's like a monster. And, of course, I want to thank the love of my life, probably... Yeah, I got to say, of all women in my life, this is beside my mom and my sister and Angela, but this girl right here is my sister right here, the number one love of my life, and she's about to celebrate her 25th wedding anniversary. When is that, Sally?
November 15th, but that's going to be next year. This year's 24th. But so YRG, I will be lean and mean fighting machine. Sexy
right,
machine,
guys.
Paulie would say.
I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya.
You love me. You hate me. You'll never forget me. Get ready to feel the
Yo High Five.